T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to Hour 2 of this Friday edition of Cook and Pony. Thank you for being with us. I'm looking at a story from NFL.com that says, can Antonio Brown become the GOAT wide receiver, greatest of all time wide receiver? And that's a title that's belonged to Jerry Rice for a number of years. Astronomical numbers during his career. He had a long, long productive career. But Antonio has done enough in the past 5 seasons, which are the greatest 5 seasons by one guy in NFL history as
by
a receiver,
numbers.
By numbers. He's made 4 consecutive All-Pro, first-team All-Pro selections, not just 6 Pro Bowls, but 4 All-Pro, which is the...
That's what counts.
That's what counts, because they only pick, what, 2 or 3 wide receivers for that particular spot. And I didn't know until looking through this story. Now, Antonio got a little bit of a slow start. He didn't play a lot as a rookie, where Jerry Rice did.
Mm-hmm.
But these stats are all through the first 115 games of their career. AB actually has more receiving yards, 99-10 to 95-32. Okay, wow. That amazing. And then get this one. Total receptions through the first 115 games. Antonio 733, Rice 556. That's a huge difference.
Now touchdowns are
touchdowns
all Rice.
Is 97-59. Rice, 100,000 yard receiving seasons through first 8 years. Rice 7, Antonio 6. Pro Bowls, Rice 7, Antonio 6. First team All Pro in the first 8 seasons, Rice 6, Antonio 4. And then I think this is a significant stat too, through the first 8 seasons. Super Bowl rings, Rice 2, Antonio 0. And Rice also was an MVP in one of those Super Bowl years.
So he can't.
His numbers are pretty good.
Yeah, he can't pass. The one place where
touchdowns
I think.
Touchdowns are going to be tough.
He can't. I think catches. ESPN did a good job of this too. They had a piece, Antonio Brown at 30, what's next for the NFL's most prolific
wide receiver. He turns 30 on Tuesday.
So they project that if he plays until age 40, okay?
Which Rice did, right? How old was Rice?
Rice retired at 42. If Antonio Brown plays to age 40, if he averages 80 catches per season, he'll break Jerry Rice's reception record. If he plays to age 40.
Well, so, I mean, I can see him doing that.
So can I.
But because he's a maniacal workout guy. But here's one difference between the two.
Right.
That I think would hurt Antonio.
Yeah.
Jerry Rice had the luxury of playing with not one Hall of Fame quarterback, but 2.
Mm-hmm.
He went from Joe Montana
right
to Steve Young. Right to one from the other. Now, is Mason Rudolph going to be that good down the road?
Hey, Ron.
Ben isn't going to play forever.
Let's not even stop it there. When he went to Oakland at 39, he had a 1,000-yard season. At 40, he had a 1,200-yard season. His quarterback those 2 years was Rich Gannon. He was an MVP in one of those seasons.
Right.
So he had 2 Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and he had an elite quarterback his entire NFL career. Now, that's not taking anything away from Rice, because for me...
No, you got to be productive and play, and he was another guy that was always in fabulous shape.
As far as I'm concerned, Antonio Brown, the best he can do here all time is somewhere in the top 5. I don't think he'll ever be able to top Rice, regardless of what the numbers say.
Well, I mean, we're not talking about in your opinion of whether you think he's better or not. We're talking about, does he have a legitimate chance of breaking numbers that were previously thought to be unbeatable?
I don't think he has a chance of break. He definitely won't catch him in touchdowns. That's a given. And I don't think he can catch him. He would have to catch him in yards. He would have to average 1,000 yards per season until he was 42 years old. That's not happening. 1,000 yards a season to 42?
Well, and again, I think, you know, what's going to happen to him after Ben is gone?
Right. So
now, Mason Rudolph may be a star. He may be the next franchise quarterback. We don't know. There's no guarantees there, of course. But Rice had the luxury of playing with, as you point out, even beyond Montana and Steve Young. Let me finish for a second. and then to get Rich Gannon. I don't know that Antonio's going to get that.
Yeah,
is his production going to drop off once Ben is done or once Ben starts to slow down?
Yeah,
you know, Ben may play three or five more years, but may not be as good as he is now or was 5 years ago. How is that going to impact Antonio? But as far as him, me worrying about him slowing down at 30, I'm not, because I know what a conditioning freak he is.
Well, take Jerry Rice, for instance. If you look at his first four seasons in his 30s, 1,200 yards as a 30-year-old. The next three seasons, he led the league in yards. 1,500 yards, 1,500 yards, 1,800 yards. He had his three best years in his 30s. Back to back to back, 93, 94, 95, with Steve Young as his quarterback. 1,500 yards, 1,500 yards, 1,900 yards. So I think Antonio Brown will be hard-pressed to keep pace with Jerry Rice from here on out.
But it's just remarkable that he's even put himself into that conversation.
He could retire today, and he would make the Hall of Fame.
I don't know about that.
What?
I don't know about that. I think he needs to do it for another year or two. He has no Super Bowl ring. I think if he had a Super Bowl ring, I would say absolutely. It's been the greatest 5 years in NFL history, but it's only 5 years.
To me, that's a long time in the NFL.
Yeah, I guess. I know how the NFL works and the Hall of Fame works, and I do think there's some Steeler bias out there. I think it would be not an absolute slam dunk. Maybe he does this for another year or two, then it becomes a slam dunk.
Even with the two Super Bowls and the Super Bowl MVP, if I'm looking at resumes for the Hall of Fame, and I have what Antonio Brown has done to this point in his career, and I'm comparing it to Hines Ward, Brown's resume is more impressive, right?
Of course. But I don't think Hines Ward is going to get into the Hall of Fame.
He's a borderline guy.
He's a candidate, but I don't think he's going to get in.
Well, so that's,
you're talking about Rice being, Antonio being a lock already. I just don't see that.
I think
he's got to do it another year.
Do you think Calvin Johnson will make it to the Hall of Fame?
Maybe. I think he's a Hall of Fame caliber receiver, and I certainly think Antonio is too, but he didn't play a long
time.
His
career numbers are comparable to what Brown has done to this point. I think Brown, there is no way in my mind he'll pass Rice. I don't see it. Rice is regarded as possibly the greatest football player of all time, period, because of how impressive his prime years were. And also the longevity of his career is unparalleled by offensive players,
right,
really, other than Brady. So, you know, that's why I think he is. I don't think his resume can be touched. He was the offensive player of the year twice in the NFL. Antonio Brown has been an all-pro. He's never been regarded. He's never won the award for the best offensive player in the league. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you would say that Randy Moss is one of the best wide receivers of all time.
For me, he's number two on the list.
I think it's very easy for Brown to pass Moss. Moss,
I'm not saying that he can't pass him. I just don't think he's got there yet.
I think he only one more year.
I rank him Jerry Rice one and Randy Moss two. And those are my top two guys of my lifetime.
And Randy Moss didn't win a Super Bowl.
I get that, but he played a lot longer than Antonio has. Now, the other side of that is, you know, we think Antonio's a diva. Certainly, Randy Moss could be considered a diva, too, and a disruptive force in some of the places he was. We'll talk about where one prominent NFL analyst and longtime executive in the league has Antonio ranked, and I think he might agree with you, Andrew, that he's already in the Hall of Fame. We'll share those numbers when we come back. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. You also can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.